السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. Welcome to KZN Durban. ما شاء الله, may Allah make your suffer and your programs in Durban successful. مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وأنا سليم كريم. Jazakallahu khayran to our brother Junaid Khan and our Dawood Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli amri. Wa ahlul uqadatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah ya Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Shawwal 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 44, Surah Al-Duha, and verses 43 to verse number 50. To understand today's lesson, there is never the background we need to understand. After the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the auspicious honorable birth Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarrama, till the age of 40, he Habibuna Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most beloved to people. To Almighty Allah, he was always the most beloved, will always be the most beloved, and will remain the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. But for the mushrikeen and the idol worshippers and all the people of Makkah, he, the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, till the age of 40, was known as As-Sadiqul Amin, the one who stood full, very trustworthy. They would leave all their valuables with the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But when the revelation came, Surah Alaq, Chapter 96, the first five verses, then the revelation led to the revolution. And then, now they started calling Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, derogatory names, Allah forbid. You are a sha'ir, you are a poet, you are a sahir, you are a sorcerer, you are majnoon, you are insane, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah. And all those derogatory names started, you see. So that is what happens when you speak the truth and so forth. So then the people who opposed him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most were who? Abu Lahab, his own chacha, kaka, paternal uncle, pastor, bro. And then Abu Jahl. Now who is Abu Jahl? You need to know a very brief profile of him. His name was Amr bin Hisham. And his kunya agnomen is Abul Hakam. They used to call him the father of wisdom. And when he opposed the messenger and the message, then Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him Abu Jahl. You see, the father of ignorance, not the father of wisdom. But Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted one very, very strong, influential person to embrace Islam. Because remember, if you go to Safa Marwa even today, then, and you know Makkah Mukarrama and the history, so at Safa, then in the olden days when we used to go in the 70s and so forth, we saw it ourselves, that there was a door there and it was known as Dar al-Arqam. And there the house of the Sahabi was there, Dar al-Arqam radiallahu anhu. And that was the first madrasa, the first place where private teaching would go on. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua by the Baytullah Ka'aba Musharrafa. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar Abdul Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, give us reinforcement, entrench our power, Ya Allah. Bring Umar to our side. He became radiallahu anhu wa rda. Or bring Amr bin Hisham. And he turned out to be Aduwullah, the enemy of Almighty Allah, and Aduwu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the enemy of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I tell you a person passed away on a Friday during the month of Ramadan, how I had to fly down and come down. So we came down, many of us, we took the flight and came for Dr. Junaid Arbi's mother, my sister Farida passed away the first Friday of Ramadan Mubarak, you see. So in a case like that, how fortunate indeed. Allah grant all our marhumeen, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, who passed away with Iman and Islam. So if I tell you he passed away on a Friday in Ramadan, you would say Subhanallah. But you can't say Subhanallah for Abu Jahl that he died on a Friday. He died in Ramadan on the 17th of Ramadan, but no Iman, no Islam, so dispatched to Jahannam. So where in Jahannam, ye Almighty Allah is informing us. And one more thing you should know, that he used to walk around the gullies, alleys of Makkah, Mukarramah and say, Anal Azizul Kareem, I am the most powerful person here, and I am the most generous person. So keep all that in the back of your mind, and then you will understand today's lesson. Our Honorable Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, who spent 50 years plus in Makkah, he hails from Halab, from Aleppo, Syria, and he came to Makkah, he passes away in Istanbul, in Turkey, he's buried there. So whenever we were in Makkah, we used to kiss his hand and we used to go sometime to his house, he used to teach us, mashallah. So he writes in Tanwirul Azhan and other tafasir and commentaries of his. He wrote over 12, 15 tafasir, mashallah. I remember 6 or 8 or 10 of his tafsir, mashallah. So we must remember that. He says when Surah Ar-Rahman was revealed, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who will go read it right there by the Baytullah? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud stood up immediately, I will go. The Master alayhi salatu salam remained silent. After a few minutes, the Master alayhi salatu salam asked, who will go and read Surah Rahman right by the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharraf? Again, second time, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa stood up. Again the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. The third time Habibuna rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who will read Surah Rahman? Again Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was very short and weak physically, not a very strong person. So okay, the Master alayhi wa sallam said, fine, go. After a few minutes he came back, he was crying. And said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I went, I started reading Surah Rahman. Abu Jahl la'anahullah came and he gave me such a hiding, the blood started oozing out of my ears. So that is why Nabi alayhi salam rahmatul alameen said, I was reluctant to send you, Ya Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, because I knew they might take advantage over you. But justice, Qudrat ka karishma, Allah ki laachi be awaz hai, the stick of Allah does not make noise. Now it is the battle of Badr, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is there, he's got two youngsters, and they told him, uncle, see there's Abu Jahl, and he showed them that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud showed them, there's Abu Jahl. They rushed towards him, brought him down, and then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud went, and then he took out his sword. He remembers, you smashed my ear. He decapitated him, you see. And the first shot he gave him on his ear also. You zalim, you want to play with me. Today I dispatch you straight to hell. So that is our Islam. Allah, remember that. So see what Allah says. Chapter 44, verse 43. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala states, Inna shajarat al-zakum, verily the zakum tree. So what is the zakum tree? It is a tree, min akhbatil khaba'is, the worst tree one will find growing there in Jahannam, in the hellfire, pungent smell and a terrible, horrible taste. Fa'amul athib, it will be the food for the people who committed kufr, shirk, out of polytheism and idol worship and blasphemy and they sane and mature. This will be their daily diet and food and solace. Kalmuhuli, it will be like that. You know, molten copper, molten brass, and so forth. what will it do? يغلي في البطون. It will be burning in their bellies and it will be harmful for them. Worse than poison, we can say, just for our brief understanding and our puny little brains. كغلي الحميم. Like how the boiling water is boiling. So this is worse than that, beyond our perception comprehension. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will then instruct the angels. Khudhuhu, you take him, take Aba Jahar, take Amr bin Hisham, take Abu the Fir'aunu Hadhi al-Ummah. Even those words were used by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the Fir'aun, the Pharaoh of this Ummah. خُذُوهُ take him, فَعَتِلُوهُ and drag him إِلَى سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ right to the middle. I'm here by the north coast of Mshlanga and you see the beautiful ocean and the breeze here and the chirping of the birds. Subhanallah, my tabiat and health also increase, you know. With Allah's help, Allah's fazl, everything. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله. So now right in the middle of the ocean and then you go and you drown the Allah forbid. So he is being taken to the middle of Jahannam and they get inside there, you shaitan harami. إِذَا سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ so thrown into the pits of hell. That's not finished. ثُمَّ thereafter. That was his solid, that food. ثُمَّ شُبُّوا فَوْقَ رَأْسِهِ and then pour above his head مِنْ عَذَابِ الْحَمِيمِ the boiling water. So that will be the liquid for him. Now he used to walk around the gullies and alleys of Makkah. If you know the Urdu poems regarding Makkah, when I was born in Heidelberg and on Sundays we had a family, Jina family, Suleiman Jina, Auntie Fatima Jina, Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. So remember, good people, so Sunday is to play one song. And I had so much love for that, I didn't understand the words. So that time that records came out, the 45, 75. Awo, awo, Medina chale, awo, awo, Medina chale. You see? So after that, I don't understand nothing. That awo, awo, no, they should play that loud. So I remember, I say, when are we going to go Medina? When are we going to go Makkah and all that, you see? So now when he used to walk around in the gullies, alleys of Makkah, Makkah ki galiyo mein, Medina ki galiyo mein, if you know the words, you know, in the gullies, alleys of Medina and Makkah and so forth. So he used to walk around and say, Abu Jahl, proudly, arrogantly, Ana al-Azizul Kareem, I am the most powerful, I am the most generous. So Allah tells him, O ulama, O students, write down, look, taste it, Ya Aba Jahl. That's you call in balagha, in rhetoric. Allah sabili tahakkum. Allah is being sarcastic with them. Allah is mocking him. You thought you're going to mock Sahaba. You thought you're going to mock Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most beloved, the most precious to all, make Allah. Don't you know what Allah says? Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Verily, the one who hates you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will abtar, he will be crushed, he will be decimated, destroyed. Chapters 108, Surah Kawthar, verse number 3. Dhuq, innaka antal azizul kareem. So you taste it now. Because you say, you are the most powerful, you are the most generous, now we send you to the pit and the worst place of Jahannam and you stay there forever. La'natullah alayh. Ya Aba Jahl, Ya Fir'aun hadhi al-Ummah, and Ya Amr bin Hisham. So, inna hadha ma kuntum bihi tamtaroon. So, verily, that this is what you were skeptical of. This is what you were doubting, the doubting Thomases. Today's world, we got 8 billion plus people on this earth. And remember that 7 billion plus are non-Muslims. Why? Because they say, who went and came back to tell us there is Jannah, there's Jannah, and there's Day of Qiyamah, and Day of Justice, there's Hisab, Kitab, Reckoning. So we don't believe in it, Allah forbid. Believing is seeing, seeing is believing. We say, nay, yu'minuna bil-ghayb. Says our eyes can lead us astray, optical illusion. But Allah Jalla Wala, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, everything is the truth. So we believe in that, although we cannot see, and we have absolutely no doubt. But you are the doubting Thomases, and you'll end up straight in Jahannam and the hellfire. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us. Read now. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, save us, protect us from the fire. So yesterday I was with Dr. Nasir Khan, so I made a joke with him. I said, Doc, you must become a maimon, then only you enter Jannah. So he looked at me, you see. I said, go read the Quran, chapter 19, surah. So, balad, la uqsimu bihaz al-balad. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, ulaika ashabul maimana. So when the people receive the book of deeds in the right hand, the boarding pass, then only will you enter Jannah. Chapter 90, verse number 18. So did you read the dua? Read now. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Ashabul maimana don't mean you speak maiman like me. It means you receive the book of deeds in the right hand. So daily say, Allahumma yammin kitabi. Ya Allah, give me my book of deeds in my right hand. Direct entry into Jannah al-Firdaus. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 11th of Shawwal. These are the news, views, interviews, and locally, nationally, internationally, globally. France, Macron, at least he had the guts to make some good decision. He has shaken the very foundation of the Jutlas and the Haramis and the Americans and so forth, because he is so frustrated with Trump and with him, Netanyahu, both Haramis. He said, he didn't say inshallah, but we say inshallah. He said in a few months' time, France will recognize Palestine as a state. So imagine from the big five. You know, when you go to Kruger Park, you get the big five animals. You see, we were there in Tomatipur for Eid. Wonderful Eid. You must stay in Sulus. Sulus is where my wife, Shenli, my in-laws are, you see. And they got this, mashallah, apartments and so forth. Very nice. So they got the big five there in the Kruger Park. You know the animals. So there in the world, in the United Nations, they got the big five. So the big five, three of them support Palestine one way. So Russia supports them. China supports them. Now France will be on board. So America is a harami. It supports Israel one way, like fools and idiots. And Britain is a harami. It's a big B also. It plays both ways. So leave that two haramis out. Remember that. They cause the harm for the Palestinians. So we got three on board from the big five. You see that? So that France has announced it. So inshallah, we hope. Ajil and Ghaira Ajil, quickly they can recognize Palestine and it will be very good. And France and the Arab League and Arab nations say that the Gaza must be run by the PA, you see, not by Hamas. So Hamas, they find that PA run it. So PA, another bunch of murtads and enemies of Islam, Abu Mazin. Abu Mazin is your Mahmoud Abbas. He is the leader. So the world calls him Mahmoud Abbas. The Arabs call him Abu Mazin. The Jutlas yesterday in the past 24 hours murdered more than 40 Palestinians in Gaza. It's a killing field. Every day kill. That are the Jutlas Haramis, the swine, the pigs they are. Chapter 5, verse number 60, Quran calls them. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Allah transformed them into monkeys and swines. And their rabbis, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. Chapter 62, verse number 5. So all Majallah Jalla Wala made them red like donkeys, you see that? The Houthis of Yemen, we support them. So they downed and they brought down a US drone. And they're telling America, you bring your ships here, you bring your drones here, and we will show you a point. So Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala said, Allah will always punish the Jutlas. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Chapter 7, verse 167. Now you see Trump is a crazy guy. That one day he wakes up right side, wrong side, middle side, he doesn't know, because he's thinking of all his prostitutes he slept with, you know. So he is foiling all Netanyahu's tricks. Netanyahu wants America must lead the charge against Iran. So Trump announced, if conditional clause, if there is a war to be fought against Iran, then Israel will lead the charge and will run it, you see. So meaning that Israel can't defeat Hamas. So where are they going to take Iran on and so forth? So he plays the game. So they're not falling in the trap as they fall in the trap the last time, that when they attacked Saddam Hussein in Iraq and so forth and murdered 1 million people based on a lie. You remember Colin Powell, the idiot, the fool, telling the world or the people in the United Nations that they have weapons of mass destruction. These whiteys, they will use the non-whites, always remember you. Colin Powell was an idiot. They used him, Dick Cheney and Bush and all of them, you know. So Blair, all haramis, they all should be hanged. Put them in our tall roads, you can hang them dead, the haramis. How Israel hunts and executes Palestinian medics. Every day kill one doctor, kill one nurse, kill one medical personnel. Can where going to United States, the biggest harami, biggest terrorist, and if somebody puts a bullet through him, he'll get great reward in Palestine. So how will the Jews embrace Ben Gurion there in America? Hundreds, now listen to this. Listen to this one here. Hundreds of Israeli medics who say that the people who murdered 15 aid workers deliberately executed them and buried them, they must be prosecuted. So therefore, you must remember, Jews and Hindus are our worst enemy. But we never ever said every Jew. We never ever said every Hindu. Chapter 5, Surah Maidah, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. So remember that the last verse of the six Sufara, six Jews, so there you will find all Allah telling us. But you can't say everyone, Leishu, Sawa'a, they're not all equal. Some stand for justice. So yeah, the medics are saying that these murderers must be prosecuted. Judge orders the U.S. government to justify how they can deport Mahmoud Khalil, the Palestinian, whose wife is still pregnant, I think. I don't think she's given birth. And why you want to deport him? He's there legally, and he didn't commit any crime. He's practicing on the First Amendment. But because he's pro-Palestine, so now Trump and company, the haramis, humiliated, disgraced by the whole world. You see that? So Musk calls, Musk, Elon Musk of South Africa. And now he became a big shot. But everybody got a hidden agenda. So he calls another Trump advisor a moron. You see? There the war starts among themselves. Trump now, the people, millions of them across the world, remember protesting and, you know, have big, you know, complaints against Trump and company. So he pauses the tariffs for the 90 days. So 3 months, no more increase. But for China, 125 times. So I think Trump, when he speaks, he says, ching, 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 chong. So he says, okay, now I'll take you to 100%, then 104%, then 125%. So ching, 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 chong, say, we fix you up. So they went to 84%. Now you put 125, I hope they also go to 100% or more. So China, they can't play with them, they know that. Okay, so that's what he did. Saudi Arabia, you see, this is not barakah. Write it down. Hey, you Salafis, this is not barakah. This is istidraj. When a person, a nation continues with their vices, Allah gives them sometimes more and more. But why? سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ فَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. I read some verses of Quran, but for your understanding, to make it easy for you to understand, when you were in school, you learned that, you know, give a crook enough rope to hang himself. You learned that, right? So you must remember that Almighty Allah tells us in Surah Qalam, chapter number 68, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ, we will take them degree by degree, step by step, from where they do not know, وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ, we give them respite, إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ, my plan is very, very powerful. And then I decimate and destroy them. Chapter 68 and verses 44-45. Chapter 68, Surah Qalam, verses 44-45. I've been to all these areas with Allah's help. Saudi Arabia announces they found 14 oil fields and gas and all that in new location in Manatika Sharqiya, in the eastern region, eastern province, that is Qatif, Jubail, and all those areas there. So from Dammam onwards, if you know Saudi Arabia, so that is how Allah is giving them. Iran, the women say that he's Khomeini and his Khamenei and all crackpots. So they're going from big, big operation. So no jobs, write it down, no jobs are increasing there in Iran for the ladies because they want to play with Shaitan. They don't like their noses and smell Khomeini or Khamenei. So they say, let us go and get a nose job. You see that? And then they'll make muta, the harami, the prostitution. So that is how it increases in Iran. So King Charles, he is going great. And he's got a comedian next to him. You know, that she broke the marriage with Diana. So the king and a chameleon were there and they met Pope. Pope is also in Sakarat, there's no hope for the Pope. In India, can you believe this? Hey, India, they're crazy, these people. An Indian Hindu passenger, he urinated on a Japanese guy in the plane, you see that? And they're flying Japanese and an Indian guy. This guy opened his fire brigade and let go on the Japanese guy. So now a big case. South Africa, downer, he downs Zuma. Zuma, yeah, you're wrong. 100% you're wrong. You're just wasting the people's time now. So you must remember, dismisses Zuma's allegations that he is like this. Downer is right, Zuma wrong. Okay, government say they did not drink enough to protect the women and children. Yesterday when I left O.R. Tambo Airport, you know I love reading. So I took Star and I took Sowetan and Citizen and whatever newspapers I could find. The Star carried a very, very good article on this, that government not doing enough to protect women and so forth. That Fikile Balula is always shooting his mouth, you know. He says, DA, you can go, man. You just get out from the GNU. We took them the whole lot to ransom. So that's a good statement. A very important statement for you Muslims and people who love justice. Hafiz Firoz Bouda, senior counsel yesterday overseas, contacted me and he said that I'm sending you documents. And I told him, I send it out. He said, please send it out. So I saw 200 plus pages. Subhanallah. Well, what's it about? He said, British government has, you know, said that Hamas are terrorists. We're fighting them. And these are the documents we have prepared and so forth. So see our lawyers, you see that? You know that that guy, the Pharaoh of Egypt, he didn't come. He feared they will arrest him. You remember? And you remember Modi came midnight, he ran away. He feared that he will get arrested. So our lawyers do a wonderful job, you know. Our Firoz Bouda, our Yusuf Jokirat, our Zahir Umar, his son Abu Bakr, all of them, mashallah. So yesterday we were there in Masjid Dawood, Hafiz Muhammad Basar took me there. First time we went there, subhanallah. Very good atmosphere, you know. Wonderful masjid built by the Capital Group. Allah Ta'ala reward them. Allah give complete shifa to our brother, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. Allah marzuku wa siha wal afiya wal izzah. So Allah Ta'ala grant him that. Tonight, inshallah, our program, 7:30 Isha, Laylatul Jumu'ah, Sufi Masjid, Brennan Road. And our Imam Day is, mashallah, Hafiz Uwais Sufi, Sheikh Hussein Munir San. So Sheikh Munir was teaching, when we were teaching there together in Darul Mukassal. So Allah Ta'ala reward the Sufi family, and Allah protect all the masajid of the world also, and the Brennan Road Masjid. So we'll be there tonight, inshallah al-Aziz. I will send out the document of Hafiz Firoz Bouda today, and you can send it out to everybody else. Jee Ma Salim Kareem, Barakallah for all your duas. So let us fire up now, inshallah.
Kitab, while in the state of wudu, sitting in the car, I fell asleep. Is my wudu broken or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The fatwa, the verdict is this. If you're sitting, like now I'm sitting here facing Qibla, right? So now that I'm sitting on a very firm place. So now I'm sitting on the chair. So if you're sitting on the car seat, on the plane seat, somewhere like that, and you're sitting on your buttocks, on the firm place, and now even if the wind wants to come out, it can't come out. It's like propped up, you see that? So if something come out, it might come out through the mouth, but it won't come out through the back passage. So in a case like that, if you just catch few fishes, like, you know, you just go like this and all that, so remember your wudu is still valid. Yes, while you're catching fish, you fall down. So then, now you're sitting on a chair and you just stumble. Or you're sitting on your sofa or chair and then you fell down. So then your wudu will break. But as long as you remain in that posture position, on your chutar sharif, on your this thing posterior, so remember. You remember Maulana Muhammad there in Karachi used to say, he used to call me Haji Saab. Say, hey Haji Saab, apne chutar sharif par bench jao. You see, he used to like me, call me Haji Saab. So I'm sure you remember him, Maulana.
Mufti Saab, if in a road accident payment, how much zakat is due when the money is paid out?
So you must remember that somebody passed away and now there was a claim made by the victim's family and so forth on the road accident fund. And after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you receive that money. So once that money comes into your possession, so then remember that we will say that it must be given proportionately to that victim's aid. And then they must pay it proportionately. Let's just say, for example, that it is a wife, right? And then they are the one daughter, and then there's three sons, just to make it easy. So first there were burial, funeral expenses, then the deaths of the deceased, and then wasiya for non-heirs, maximum one-third of the net estate, and then comes the shares of the heir. So wife, 12.5%. Daughter, one daughter, 12.5%. So that's 25%. Three sons, 25, 25, 25. So each one will pay the zakat proportionately. And then you must remember that then the share is theirs, but the onus is on them to pay the zakat. And that is with all laws of inheritance, that when the amounts are large, you have to pay the zakat proportionately.
Mufti Saab, if a woman is in iddat, and can she attend an Islamic program that is hosted only by women at the masjid?
Totally haram. My sister, today I'm here in Uslanga, Noor, but I think they're changing all these number plates also. So now you see that we hear by the ocean, I can even hear the matter. I open the windows and everything. So mashallah, I can hear the sound of the waves and so forth, you know, so beautiful and serene it is, peaceful, thankful it is. So remember that you are sitting in your house and you can listen to me. Maul Salim Kareem is in Ladysmith or Durban, I'm in Durban, and then our engineers are there in Ansar Radio, and then our engineer Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, they in Johannesburg, and people are listening to you in 100 countries, 50 countries. So what need there is for you to go to the masjid? And then you're going to break the laws of iddat, absolutely haram it is. First of all, for women to go to masjid, our fatwa and verdict is not permissible. Then you are in iddat, you're supposed to be in your house. So, and now you're running around here and there, totally haram, not permissible.
Mufti Saab, if I vomit a little, is my fast broken? And if it is a mouthful, is it broken?
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Bulughul Maram and Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. Man qa'a fala qada alayh. If you vomited unintentionally, inadvertently, so then your fast is valid, you don't have to worry about it, there's no qaza, because your fast is valid. Wa man istaqa'a, you go and deliberately, intentionally you vomit, you put your finger inside your mouth, a teaspoon in your mouth, and then you vomit deliberately, intentionally, then fa alayhi al-qaza, then this qaza. So the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali say, once it's intentional, irrespective of the amount, the fast is broken and qada is compulsory. Only the Hanafis ate the condition of mouthful. So Hanafis will have two conditions. They will say intentional and deliberate, that's one, and two, it must be mouthful. Then only the fast will be broken. This is what you are asking. Your fast is totally valid, no problem with it.
Mufti Saab, when you mentioned that Allah speak, there is no sound, and I think in Urdu, Allah ki lati par awaz nahi hai, which is the correct version, one of the listeners is asking.
So remember, the correct version is Allah ki lati mein koi awaz nahi. Allah Ta'ala's punishment comes suddenly. I just told you just now that Saudi Arabia announced in their media that they have found 14 new oil fields and gas fields and so forth. So I told you and I read the verse for you from Surah Qalam chapter 68. So take another verse that will answer your question. Almighty Allah states, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When people are bent on evil, they don't want to listen to us, then we open the doors of many, many things for them. But this is not barakah, this is muhula. Allah gives them respite. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We give them oil, we give them a gas, we give them so wealth, we give them kingdom, lot of things. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. So much so when they are very happy and proud and arrogant with what we gave them, they're locking up the imams, they lock up the people who are doing Amr bin Ma'ruf, they build cinemas in Makkah, Medina, and all insulting the holy places and the feelings of the Muslims, insulting the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid the haramis, najdis, wahhabis. So bima utu, akhaznahum baghta. Akhaznahum baghta. Suddenly we will seize them, punish them. So Allah ki lati bi awasin. Allah's stick does not make a noise. Remember that. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. And then they will join Iblis party straight in hellfire. Chapter number 6, Surah An'am, verse 44. So that is the meaning that Allah's punishment comes suddenly and they lose their whole kingdom. I quote it every day. اللهم أهلك آل سعود كما أهلكت عاد وثمود. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy them, remove their kingdom, oil and gas and everything.
Mufti Saab, can I have the following two du'as in Arabic that Mufti Saab makes? Okay, oh Allah, destroy the Jews and Christians and oppressors like how you destroyed the Aad and Samud. And the second du'a, oh Allah, make it that the day we pass away be the best day of our life and the day we meet you, the best day. Ameen. Mufti Saab, in Arabic. Two du'as.
The second du'a we'll give first because it is hadith, al-sahih hadith in Muslim Ahmad, authentic saying, Mustafa Rasulullah rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Allahumma ja'al, Allahumma ja'al, khayra ayyamina, yawman al-qaqa fih. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. You are radiyatan mardiya. You are pleased with us. We are pleased with you. So what a powerful, potent dua. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawman al-qaqa fi. And with that age, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Oh Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. So you got one dua already, one Quran, one Sunnah. Then dua against our enemies. Allahumma ajdud wat ataka. This is a hadith also. Allahumma ajdud wat ataka ala juyushi israeliyin wa amerikiyin wa hindiyin wa a'da'iddin. Ya Allah, you tighten your grip against the jutlas and the haramis. You tighten your grip against the Americans. You tighten your grip against the Britanniyin, the British. Hindiyin, against the Hindus and them who are harming the Muslims. Wala a'da'iddin, and all the enemies of Islam and Muslims. Allahumma, if this word is difficult, I'll give you an easy word. Allahumma ajdud wat atakala juyushi israeliyin wa amerikiyin wa britanniyin wa hindiyin wa a'da'iddin. So that also you can prove from hadith. That's the first part. Allahumma ajdud wat ataka. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allahumma ajdud wat ataka ala mudar. Because lot of harm, the tribe of mudar to the Muslim. So the dua easy for you. Allahumma ahalik israeliyin wa amerikiyin. Allahumma ahalikhum kama ahalakta adaw wa thamud. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy israeliyin wa amerikiyin. The Israelis and Americans who are making zulam and oppressing the Muslims. As you destroy the Aad and Thamud. So these are simple dua. You can read in any language if you're reading out of Salat.
Mufti Saab, someone told me that if I see a snake in my dream, it means jealousy in the room. Is there any such hadith to this effect?
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us authentic hadith. Remember in Sunan Nasai, Uqtulul Hayati Kullaha, that you must kill all the snakes. When we were small, because I grew up and I was born in an African location, you must remember, we used to walk barefoot, bare feet, you know, and we used to see all these snakes and all that. We used to use our own terminology, Bulala, you know, come on, I had my team, you know, yeah. So we didn't fear anybody. Kill it, kill it, you see. So then you hear the Africans, some of them, they say, no, you can't kill it. Why? If you kill it, then the mother will come, the father will come and take revenge. Islam came and demolished that, you must remember, and abolished that belief. فَمَنْ خَافَ ثَعَرَهَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا Who fears revenge of the snakes and serpents is not of us. So we must never entertain, this is kufr beliefs, it's not Islamic belief. Islam say bulala, you know bulala mata'garati, Peter Thief and Dingan and all these characters. I think half of it was lies also, but anyway. So you must remember that, so Islam say bulala, you must kill these snakes and all these type of things. So there you deduce that normally snakes and all that is something evil and bad, so you must kill it and don't fear they'll come and take revenge and that. That is not Islamic belief, authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai.
So I will take the last question. Will a person's wuzu break if he kisses his wife before going for salah?
Subhanallah, before giving for Fajr salah, he was to give his wife a peck on the neck. He must be loving his wife, mashallah. So see, why are you asking me? Go to Tirmidhi Sharif. Who is saying, telling who? Mother Aisha radiallahu anha is telling Urwa. Now for you to understand the hadith, you need to understand what's happening here properly. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha is who? The Masi, the Kala, the auntie. Urwa, his mother is Asma. His father is Zubayr. Zubayr bin Awam is Ashara Mubashara. Asma is the elder sister of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. So he, Hazrat Urwa, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha is telling her nephew, Urwa. Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qabbala ba'da nisa'i Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed some of his wife. See the haya, the shame of Mother Aisha Siddiqa, bint Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. Summa yusalli wa lam yatawadda. Then if you read salah, shouldn't be good. So he said, Urwa, the nephew, Asma's son, Zubayr radiallahu anhu's son, Ma hiya illa anti, is no one else but you. So when I should teach Darul Uloom, then you cast all I should love Tirmidhi, Bukhari, all that you should teach. So I tell them, the translation was this, Ma hiya illa anti, is no one else but you, O anti. You got it? Ma hiya illa anti, no one else but you, O anti. Fadwahikat, and she smiled. Who smiled? Siddiqa smiled, Sayyida Aisha. Siddiqa smiles, Nabi smiles, Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes. So therefore the Hanafi mazhab is very, very strong here. There are so many ahadith where the husband touches the wife and so forth, or wife touches the husband and the wudu is still valid. However, the Shafi'i say, they use the verse of the Quran, أُولَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَىٰ, and the tafsir is made by Sayyidina Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar, Al-Massu bil-yad, you touch skin to skin. Husband touch wife, wife touches him, touches husband, and so forth, skin to skin. Then the wudu will break. But remember that according to Shafi'i, that is mutlaqan, but besides, if you touch your daughter, you touch your mother, that is not applicable. This means husband touch wife, or you touch ajnabiya, strange man, strange woman. But the Malikis and Ambali say, touching bishahwa, that there must be lust and passion and all that involved. But all said and done, the Hanafi mazhab is much, much stronger here. So that is how ikhtilaf, different opinion work. Ikhtilaful a'imma rahmatul lil ummah. Always remember that. Ikhtilaful a'imma, the differences of the jurors and the scholars is a mercy for the ummah. Tonight we will see you Sufi Masjid, Lennon Road, 7:30 Jamaat, Insha'Allahu Aziz, Barakallahu Fiqh, Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah.